Podcast Network Asia.
You are listening to the Coaching Happiness Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Welcome to episode 24 of the Coaching Happiness Podcast. My name is Kathy Reneses, and I'm a life coach, speaker, and founder of Coaching Happiness, a coaching service focused on heart work whose mission is to create a better world, one person at a time. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia, Podmetrics, Centro Holístico, Ayumi Japan Eyelash and Nail Art, who are partnered with Dot1101 in Japan, and Kangen Water PH. Revolutionize your health with water. If you're looking for other podcasts to enjoy and you're feeling stuck, sometimes all you need is a good conversation with a friend. And you get that with Sabayan with Victor. Join host Victor Anastasio and his guests as they discuss anything and everything from adulting to relationships to badly guided meditation. I need to look for the badly guided meditation one. I'm a mindfulness meditation practitioner, and that sounds hilarious. To learn more about the shows on the network, you can go to www.podcastnetwork.asia. Hello, hello, my darlings, and welcome to another workplace wellness episode. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well. I've been doing all right myself. In terms of my business, I feel like I'm finally starting to see movement again. It kind of got stuck last year. Like, coaching wasn't as important, so it was very difficult for me to get new clients. And in my digital marketing business, I work with a lot of restaurants, and they had to pause our work because people just weren't coming in as much as they did before. And, you know, it was incredibly frustrating. And it just ruined all the projections that I had of my income, investments, and savings that I was supposed to create for myself that year. I'm pretty sure, like, I'm not the only one who felt that way. Like, I felt that I was in some sort of, I don't know, like, scarcity vortex, right? Where like, everything, like, all my hopes and dreams and everything that I had planned just kind of went away because of the pandemic. And that kind of brings me to our topic for this episode: getting creative with abundance. I was so fixated on what I had that I felt I had lost, and I was really like living in scarcity, where I could have maybe been a lot more productive by focusing my energy on abundance instead and attracting more of those opportunities. And while most of my workplace wellness topics so far has been around how to navigate the companies and organizations you work for with love and compassion, this particular episode is for my fellow creativepreneurs, the small business owners, freelancers, and hustlers who are agile enough to move and adjust to what's happening around them and still find ways to feel abundant, pandemic or no. I found myself getting creative, exploring other avenues I would have otherwise backed away from because it was outside of my comfort zone, and generally just looking for opportunities that would bring in extra income, as well as still be something that I enjoyed. Enjoying what I do is a huge factor in my decision making, and that's because humor is a top character strength of mine. You can kind of look back at the past episodes to listen to character strengths in the workplace and how that could work for you. And so being playful and having fun with the work opportunities that I get is really a big factor. Now, I'm not talking about passive income here, just so we're clear. Passive income would be a dream come true for me, where I can sit back and wait for a monthly check that would basically allow me to live off of my investments. The idea of having freedom over my time and location while I put in months or years ago of work that keeps paying the bills when I get to do what I want is a pretty nice picture, but I don't feel that I am there yet. Not to mention that good passive income ideas are a great safety net when it comes to troubled economic times like these, but then you should have probably thought about this probably like 5-10 years in advance and have to, you know, get some sort of foundation going already. So no, these creative abundance ideas that I'll be sharing with you require a little bit more work and can seem a little intimidating if it's out of your comfort zone, but the benefit you get out of it is definitely worth the price you pay, in my opinion. Now, before I dive into my favorite ways to earn money and experience abundance creatively, whether it's an abundance of time, currency, or other valuable resource for you, I want people to know the two reasons I love this topic so much. First, it's because there seems to be some stigma around the word hustle. And that is, if you have a side hustle or a series of side hustles, then you might not be that good of your job for some reason. That's the limiting belief. I guess because the thought process is you have to stick to doing just one thing to excel at it. Like people would quote, jack of all trades, master of none, but I guess they don't know that's not the entire saying. It's actually jack of all trades, master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. Just think about that. The second reason I love using my creativity to experience abundance is just so much obvious. It's just that it has such a dramatic impact in my life. Even as a teenager, I've been hustling, working as a radio DJ to selling memorial plots to make bank at 19. I know I get quite the reaction when I tell people one of my first jobs ever was selling memorial plots. But hey, earning from 4 to 6 different streams of income, whether passive or active, has helped me reach so many of my personal and professional goals. I'm able to give generously and live a life on my own terms because of the freedom my creative income actually provides. Creative abundance for me is both active and passive income strategies. So I want to stay away from calling it just passive income because it's not. It requires some level of effort or setting up before it eventually maybe turns into passive income, making my money work hard for me. But some of them are mostly just tapping into the passions that you already have and, you know, using that to add extra income. As long as it requires a little bit of activity, it could be a decent income stream, and that's never bad. So before I start ticking off your possible creative abundance streams, let me share one of mine. And that's simply collaborating with brands on the Coaching Happiness podcast. And how I do that is simple. I use Podmetrics. It's the easiest way for me to monetize my podcast. So if you have a podcast and you're looking to do the same thing, you can sign up at podmetrics.co and use the code COACHINGHAPPINESS, all caps, one word, to get full control of how you monetize your show, regardless of its size. If you're an advertiser who wants to collaborate with me at the Coaching Happiness podcast, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and simply fill out the form. Oh, diba? See what I did there? It took minimal effort on my part, and it's an extra stream of creative abundance just waiting to be tapped into. Okay, so as promised, I'll be sharing a few creative abundance ideas that you can look into if you're looking for an extra stream of income or opportunities to grow or pursue a passion. Number one is consider becoming a tutor. So if you've always had a passion for teaching but never pursued it, this may be something for you. I have a friend who does this, and what she does is she uses this. It used to be her side hustle. Now it's her main hustle, and she teaches kids in Japan English. And with the pandemic still ongoing, with kids stuck learning at home and parents tearing their hair out, trying to manage it all along with working from home, well, you can see how that would be a fantastic opportunity for creative abundance. And I'm just talking about being a local tutor. If you do have a background in education, you could be earning top dollar tutoring children in other countries. Just imagine that. You could easily be tutoring kids in California while sitting in your couch here in Manila. Look for companies who offer online tutoring jobs, or ask friends and family to refer you to frazzled parents who would appreciate the extra hand that so just happens to work around your regular work schedule. Number two is maybe consider going into vintage. So I have this friend, Marky, who manages a digital marketing division for one of the top major telco companies here in the Philippines. But funnily enough, I've hardly ever heard him talk about his job whenever we hang out, except when he has to excuse himself to hop on a call with his team. Most of the time, we love to talk about clothes. He's the only person I know who can go on and on about where to source the nicest local fabrics, who can get on board with my love for 70s fashion and statement jackets, can go into the benefits of getting investment pieces for a capsule wardrobe. He also happens to own and run his own tailoring shop. Quick shout out to Tito's Tailoring, by the way. You see, his passions and interests were outside of his work, and his avenue to pursue creative abundance was through coming up with bespoke pieces for titos and titas of the South. He also loves going through thrift shops and digging through piles of clothes, and usually comes up with some really nice Japanese denim, the off classic Levi jeans, and other big brand luxury items that have been rarely used, are just really nice items, honestly, that have been rarely used. I definitely found an appreciation for his vintage finds and have bought two interesting jackets from him. One is a classic olive Brooke Brothers red fleece jacket. And another one that I got from him was a navy blue US Air Force jacket. It's the one that they use for special ceremonies. Now, while I got my two jackets at a steal, there is big money to be made in vintage shopping if you have the eye for quality like Marky does. I went thrift shopping with him once and found a Brooks Brothers dress shirt for 350 pesos. And it looked like it was never even worn. Now, it was really big for me. I have plans of turning the dress shirt into a dress shirt dress. But when I checked the website, that same dress shirt cost a little over 9,000 pesos. Now imagine if you found a few more of those dress shirts and sold it at half that price. That is quite the hefty profit, and all you need to do is exercise a skill you're already good at while picking up some entrepreneurial skills, selling them online to friends and family. Next, number three is explore the possibility of giving lessons. So are you maybe a highly trained athlete or artist? Do you have demonstrable skills, competitive experience, or maybe a professional licensure? Then you can maybe make a significant side hustle by giving lessons while simply flexing a skill that you're already a master at. Your biggest customers will probably be parents and their kids. There's a huge demand from parents who want their children to have good golf swings, nice singing voices, the ability to speak in public, or maybe just an hour where they aren't bugging their parents for something since everybody is stuck at home. And you don't need to be, you know, a prima ballerina or NBA basketball player. All you need is enough skill so that the parents and their children respect your expertise. There are plenty of former athletes and local art teachers who make good income by giving their lessons in their expertise fields. And comparing it to my first creative abundance opportunity of tutoring, what's great about this is instead of just having a one-on-one focus, giving lessons can be done in a group. So it's more income for you in the same amount of time. Locally, the swim coach, Bert Lozada, I think is a perfect example. You know, he's been flexing his expertise for decades. Number four is building a website for affiliate marketing. Okay, I'll tell you right off the bat, there is a little work really up front, but it will pay off in the long run. So this entails building either niche sites or authority websites that focus on providing great information. It can be done by creating and selling maybe your own course in an area that you're an expert on, displaying ads or affiliate ads. So these are when somebody clicks it, you earn a little bit of money. Now, many affiliate marketers use a combination of all three. You don't have to do everything yourself and can easily outsource the content creation, but it's still best to learn the craft because a good website honestly can make thousands of dollars a month. And as long as the traffic from Google and your socials keep the people coming, the money from display ads or affiliate sales can also keep coming in on a monthly basis for years to come. Now, affiliate marketing is one of the most popular passive income ideas because it's an online option that has been done so many times that newbies can be confident that it is possible. There are many affiliate marketing pros who make 5 or even 6 figures per month. So the sooner you get started building sites, the sooner you'll begin to generate passive income. This is one of the most popular, I think, mostly in the West, but it is starting to pick up here in the East. And it really is a proven way to build a passive income stream. And if you have a product you genuinely believe in with a marketing strategy that you can get behind, then it won't be that much of an uphill battle after all. So my friend Diana and I have done just that, actually. So she introduced me to Kangen Water a few years back. And back then I was like, water is water. And that sounds like one very expensive water filter. But after she gave me a sample, she gave me around, I think, like 5 liters of the stuff. It changed my life. I'm usually very good at getting my 8 glasses a day in, but this had me standing up to pee 3 to 4 times a night. Talk about a detox. I also noticed that my skin got plumper and my ability to focus was just so much better that I worked with her on creating the website kangen.ph to help get this amazing machine to more people. Plus, the commissions that you make as an independent distributor can be pretty eye-watering too. And I think that's another maybe stream of creative abundance. So if that's what you want to look into, check out kangen.ph, check us out at riseandthrive.ph on Instagram and get in touch with me there. And number 5 is to create a digital product. Now, while courses are digital products that you can sell over and over, there are also other types of digital products that you can actually dive into. I'm talking about ebooks, online instruction guides, and basically anything else that you can market and sell online. Put your imagination to work. It is creative abundance after all. My latest digital product is Coaching Creativepreneurs, where I put my digital marketing background to good use and help other creatives navigate setting up their businesses online, complete with a shift in mindset, their online voice and branding, and a business plan so they can hit the ground running. I also offer business coaching at an extra cost for those who want a little more handholding. And that's been a great source of extra income for me since the pandemic started. I actually think I have the pandemic to thank for at this rate for really kicking my butt out of my comfort zone and getting my butt into gear. Now, some of the kind words and testimonials that I've gotten from the Coaching Creativepreneurs course was I've had one friend, his name is Jericho, and he's a photographer. He was able to really sort out, you know, his brand, his niche, and his focus. And one of the interesting things that he's been doing to create creative abundance is he sells some of his photos as stock photos. So that brings in passive income just by him uploading and submitting it to different stock sites. His favorite is Canva. You know, every time somebody uses it and downloads his photo, he gets a little bit extra. And, you know, for him, that's a great start. So it's more of a numbers game. He needs more great photos for people to use, for them to download, for him to make income. And speaking of Canva, I also had another participant who joined, and she has found her calling creating Canva templates for social media. So she would create the templates, she would create the artwork, create the themes, and she would sell that online, and people are buying it because it's a lot more convenient than having to create it themselves if they're not that artistic. So isn't that fantastic? And as a little bonus, another stream of creative abundance that I've been particularly enjoying is selling off my extra plants. I was a plant lady even before the pandemic started, and I love collecting uncommon philodendrons. That's just the type of plant that seems to thrive the best in the place where I live. So when the world went in the lockdown and people started to appreciate and collect plants so much more, I realized that I actually had an excess of plants. They were either growing too many pups or growing way out of control that I had to start cutting them back. And then I would sell a few every 2 months or so and make a tidy profit by simply doing something that I already happen to love. So remember, generating this type of abundance requires creativity and maybe some initial work to set things up. If you're already busy, that's even more true for you. So you really got to consider the value of time. Do you think of any different income streams after listening to this list? I hope you can take this and create your own creative income streams. It really is a great practice to exercise. And once you open yourself up to receiving abundance creatively, I promise you'll start to see more opportunities that you can step into. The universe is just kind of funny like that. So with that, I hope that you can find at least one of these ideas intriguing enough to give it a try or come up with your own that suits your particular skill set and passion. Don't listen to the negative Nellies or the pounding pundits of pessimism. Maybe understand how much extra income you need would be a good start, or how much extra income do you want to have? And then learn what you need to know and give it a try. You might just be the talk of the town because you'll be making more money doing something you love while everyone else is breaking their back. I'm just saying. So that's it for this episode. Additionally, if you're a team leader, manager, or business owner who wants to get started on changing the culture in your organization, you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram at coachinghappiness.ph or you can book a consult at www.coachinghappiness.ph. Aside from workshops for loving leaders and thriving teams, I also happen to have one for mindful meetings where I teach teams to run productive meetings where everyone has a voice, everyone is accountable to the work that they do, and everyone's individual greatness is highlighted and uplifted because a happy team is a successful team. Also, as I mentioned earlier, if you're a wellness warrior and you're determined to be part of a sustainable business that promotes health, happiness, and abundance, please follow riseandthrive.ph on Instagram or Facebook and send me a message there so we can talk about how you can get started. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.